This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
R-E-A-T-E. Create. Text CREATE to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you could win $1,000. That number again, 72881. This hour's code word is CREATE. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Text it in. Don't you want $1,000?
He's singing that to his kid, right?
I want you to have it all. Yeah, it sounds like something you would sing to a kid. It actually sounds like something a dad might say to a daughter at her wedding, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, like raising a
glass. The heart you're going to break.
Yeah.
But I want you to have, like, I'm sitting there listening to that, and that's the only way that song comes off genuine is if it's to a kid. Like,
yeah.
It's otherwise.
You certainly wouldn't wish an ex all that well. Seems very generous.
Dial it back, buddy.
Right.
It's a little phony. This kid seems pretty legit, though.
You would want your kid to have it all. You'd want
I was listening to
life.
It going, oh, he's talking to his kid.
Yeah. That's what it seems like to me.
Anyway. So, you're dialing. No, you're not dialing right now. What are the? Did we just do a contest?
We did.
We did the word.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, they're texting.
They're texting the word in.
You're texting that number, the number that you can text where you want to just make a comment or an opinion.
Our home number.
Right. 800-400-3697. Man, the people who are following along on Big Brother with us are just, they can't believe we're not talking about it.
I know.
And I can't believe. You get the early feed. How'd you?
Well, I watched some shows with Hooman last night. And
Hooman ruined it.
Yeah, it was Hooman's fault. So he left it about 8:30. And then, you know, we all gathered around the TV to watch Big Brother. And I fell asleep within 5 minutes. And that was all the sleep I got last night.
Did your family watch it?
I don't know if they continued watching.
Would they actually stop? Oh, mom's asleep. Let's stop it, everyone.
Yeah. They do that often.
Oh!
Yeah, so we can all watch it together.
Oh, my God. Well, you guys are something else.
Well, in the worst case scenario, I could just go back. They wouldn't have deleted it. I could go back and watch it after.
It was good. And actually, it wasn't just that one conversation that sort of made the news because it got sort of un-PC.
Uh-huh.
There was also the person that becomes head of household and what that person does with the nominations.
Right.
It's profound. I don't think I've ever seen it.
Well.
What's done?
One thing, so I do know who won the head of household.
Spoiler alert.
I saw that part.
Okay.
And then I sort of half woke up while she was kind of admonishing them all up in her, like, come see my HOH room. And then she's, like, being crazy. And then I went back to sleep.
How could you have fallen asleep while she was doing that rant?
I was trying.
The rant, I didn't
see the whole rant. I only saw, like, sort of the very end. So that's how it's going to be. And I don't want it to be questioned or something like that. Yeah. That's really all I caught. So I'm going to, don't worry. I'll be fully prepared tomorrow to talk about it. I'm watching it tonight.
415 says, so can we all acknowledge the elephant in the room?
What's the elephant?
Hooman can't sing. Or to be more succinct, he's pretty tone deaf. Seriously, people.
Hooman, can you believe someone said that?
I think you sing lovely.
I love your voice.
Hey, listen, I don't have
the
to
enthusiasm.
Sing anymore.
No, don't be ridiculous. No. Don't listen to that person. They're haters.
Reading
they're probably
that
jealous
email.
Of
he
your
must
talent.
Subconsciously believe it.
No, he just wanted to bring it up so we could reassure you.
Is
how
that
amazing
what
you are.
Think that when I read text, I believe that too?
Sometimes. Sometimes yes, and sometimes no.
How did you know he was going to say that?
I don't know.
How did you know he was going to say that?
I just guessed.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry you feel that. Mm. Maybe you should do some work with your tapes.
I missed the truck.
His tapes?
Well, the tapes.
You want him to send air checks out?
No, the tapes. Well, that could.
That's what it sounded like. I'm like, are you telling him to find another
all
job?
Right, I'll send out air checks. All right.
What is those things you did where you were able to forgive everyone?
Oh, the books.
Oh, the workbooks.
70 times 7. Bruce
the work.
Wilkinson.
The workbooks. Right?
Yeah, maybe you should do your workbooks.
I will.
The lists.
You got it.
The real singer for Never Enough is hot, says 510. Do I believe that one, Hooman, or was that not the time when I believed that?
I tuned out for a sec. Repeat it.
Crank it up. Yeah. That was when Vinny finally had enough.
Yeah, I couldn't take it anymore. 707 says, leave Yeah Right alone. It has to be hard enough having Sarah for a mom. Do I believe that one, Hooman?
I don't know. Do you?
I'm just reading text, dude. You read too deep into this stuff. That's what I can't
read your mind. I'm just making my thoughts.
Clay Public. Thompson dates an Instagram model. Three titles.
What? Do you believe that one?
Oh, because she, like, if you
No, I don't care about them. I'm reading text. I'd love to hear people's input, and then I'm over it. Shouldn't take it so seriously.
What did you say? What was the last one? Who?
Clay Thompson
dates
Instagram
Warriors.
Models. Three titles.
Oh. Well,
they're saying Jimmy Garoppolo will be fine.
Dating a porn star.
Right.
I think a porn star is a little different than I don't know what they're doing on these Instagram models. Maybe
they're doing all sorts of stuff, but I don't think they're getting quite as graphic as a porn.
Yeah, this chick's a full.
A
she's
lot
like
of athletes
a full blown.
Date
yeah,
the,
she's pumped
not,
up.
It's not softcore.
No,
she's doing the real deal.
Yeah.
Can we please talk about the Big Brother drama?
Oh,
No, we can't.
I'm so sorry that we can't. Maybe I'll have Bryn isolate that rant that she. I mean, it looked like I was. That was the point where I was like, I gotta stop. I gotta go. I'm missing all the good stuff.
Give me a timestamp and I'll have it for you.
I will.
It's not really. I don't know that it's. You have to be invested in the show for it to matter. But what I'm most curious about, as you've watched every episode for all the seasons, if it's ever been done.
Okay.
She may have actually done something no one's ever done.
Oh, I can't. Is this about the nominations? The actual nomination? Okay, don't tell me anymore. I'm going to watch it today. And listen, I don't care if no one's watching it. We're going to listen to that tomorrow.
Yeah, nah. Well, enough Lost people 30. Have texted today. They want to know.
Yeah, it was
something.
Oh. Big Brother Nation, unite.
707 says, I'm due around the same time as Christina. I'm hoping for the 18th for my delivery, too. 8/18/18 is a pretty sweet birthday.
Oh, that's a great birthday. I'm hoping for that for you, too. That would actually fit in perfectly with our Johnny Mosley timing. And I love what it's doing to me. Oh, my God.
I didn't know you said that.
I didn't either.
Song.
I think I've only really listened to Having My Baby part.
So what did he say? Didn't have to keep it?
You didn't have to keep it. Well, it's nice to know you're pro-choice.
I'm going to look those lyrics up.
Yikes.
It's quite a thing to say in a song. That was surprising. Me and Britton both went, what?
408 says, Vinny, I have a 14-year-old boy who hates Drake and listens to both hip-hop and metal. His first concert was Tool.
Oh.
And is going to Metallica, Deep Purple, and Judas Priest. Mm. Gonna keep the classics alive like you're doing with Isla.
That's what you gotta do. You owe it to the music community to make sure your kids don't listen to crap.
I agree. Very important. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just background info you've got. So you're well-rounded enough to say,
right.
Yes, I love hip-hop, but I've heard all the other stuff, too. Don't you think?
Yes.
Let's see here.
What are you hung about?
The words?
Yeah, I'm just reading the lyrics. It's interesting.
510 says, I watched The Greatest Showman with my family on the advice of Hooman, and he was totally right. Great movie. Uh-huh. I don't always agree with Hooman. Smiley face.
Did you say you found the lyrics to that? Is it Paul Anka? Who does the Having My Baby song?
Yes, Paul Anka. That's just the bridge, that one part. So it's interesting. For the most part, they seem happy about having the baby.
Except you didn't have to keep it really throws in
It totally throws it off, but he's basically saying...
Well, it's nice that he knows it's up to her.
What it seems like he's saying is you didn't have to keep it. I wouldn't want to put you through that kind of stuff, but you're having my baby, and now there's a seed inside you. Do you feel it growing and all this?
Gross.
Right side.
But for the most part, it seemed very happy about it.
Oh, that's good.
have to keep it.
Oh, that was strange.
Good morning. I had my birthday yesterday, but I would love it if my favorite morning show would say happy birthday to me today. Love you guys. May your coffee be strong and your Monday be short.
Oh.
Mia.
Mia, happy birthday. Is
that
Mia Maestro?
Mia Maestro?
Probably.
Oh, must be.
Hooman, she's obsessed with you now.
That's incredible. I didn't
party
even know
like it's your birthday.
She knew the radio station's
party
email.
Party like it's your birthday. Well, it must have been on some of the letterhead you used.
Letterhead, really? Do we have letterhead anymore?
Oh, God, no.
They took that away from us.
I've been looking for letterhead for weeks now.
Oh.
Because, you know, when we do the...
Yeah, the producer of the day.
Producer
stuff.
Yeah. We don't have
so
letterhead anymore.
So I had to buy
anymore.
My own beautiful flowered leather letterhead.
I think they took that away.
Can we just make color copies of the old piece of the letterhead? You know, one floor.
Do we have a color copy machine here?
I think there's one, like, on the second floor somewhere.
All right.
We can, but it's not as pretty. It's like this little tiny intercom there. Oh.
408 says, Hookah, you keep talking about Vinny making his daughter watch The Greatest Showman. How about on Sunday TV day at Sarah's, you make her watch it?
Hookah.
That's
we
a
could.
Great idea.
I've seen
I'd
it. I've
to.
Listen, I've seen it like 5 or 6 times,
I'd
but
love
I guess
to see
I'll
it.
Watch it again.
Yeah, we could get the whole family to watch.
Sure, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, we got to finish Goliath first.
Hour and 46 minutes.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's 2 episodes.
We'll finish Goliath, and then I guess we'll circle back with Greatest Showman for the
Sounds
7th time
excellent.
For me and first time for Sarah.
Well, you'll be able to sleep through it.
Wonderful.
925, I finally saw The Incredibles 2 this weekend. It was so great. But did anyone else think it starred our very own Gavin Newsom?
What?
There's a suit-wearing dude. It doesn't look like Gavin, but I know who they're talking about. Handsome suit-wearing guy in the Incredibles 2.
I see.
Don't feel bad about boobless hugs. Some people have sensitive pointy parts. Can we say that word? I don't even know.
Nipples? Yeah.
I feel like we can say nipples. You know, we say other way more graphic
Some people
things.
Have sensitive nipples, and during our time of the month, our breasts can be sore.
Yeah, I just don't. Like, sometimes guys crush you to them, and I'm always like, oh, boy, I felt like I just had a mammogram. Like, why you got to do me like that? I don't like it.
925 says, sister-in-law is on assistance programs and is no way rich, but owns an iPhone.
Well, yeah.
She likes Grey Poupon as well.
Well, listen,
makes poor choices.
Compared to much of the world and even places in America, like the average person out there here, I mean, we have refrigeration, television, clothes, heat, a roof
Running
over
water.
Our heads. Right. We're rich. By nearly anyone else's standards.
4 and 5. The number one sign you are rich will always be a yacht.
Mm. Oh, yachts. The yachts do seem rich. Unless you live on it, and it's all run down and leaky.
925 says, I consider Hooman and Sarah rich.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm breathing. I'm rich.
If you're breathing, you're wealthy. Mm. 916 says, 880, the freeway that time forgot.
Mm-hmm. Time forgot? Or is that the same one they call the one that God forgot?
Oh.
Oh. I don't know.
God doesn't see that one. He doesn't help anybody. If you get on 880, you're on your own.
It's so bad.
831, I agree, Vin. I grew up in Watsonville, 5 minutes to the beach. I take a towel and a book. Max day is 2 hours. Anyone who has to go potty, that's our sign. It's time to go home.
Well, they could just go out in the ocean.
To go potty?
I mean, how bad of a potty are we talking about here?
Depends on who it is.
The water's potty is
the water here is very cold.
That's true.
So you really gotta have the power to deliver under intense pressure.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the timing thing can be tough.
That's the worst too. Like when you're getting into cold water, it's not so bad on your legs. It's when it hits you in the stomach. That's what, it's
right.
just like oh, good
oh, you just
God.
Gotta jump in. You can't.
Well, you have to. But I can't do that. I never can.
925 says, here's a bad advice.
Okay.
Needed. Been dating a guy not very long. Slept together once. Was going to send him a very booby cleavage pic with have a good business trip. See you when you get back. Uh-oh. Is that weird or needy or would any guy like getting that?
If you're already boning him, do it. Absolutely. I think that's great.
I'm happy to hear you say that because I agree 100,000%. You will make his day.
Dude wants pictures.
Yes. 510. What's wrong with a Prius? At least it's not one of those flashy douche wagons.
Please don't get a flashy douche wagon, Vinny. What's a flat? What car am I supposed to avoid to not have a flashy douche wagon?
I don't know what they're talking about, but Prius are fine.
Sure. They're just not as good as a little pickup truck with low mileage.
Right. Vin, you're eating veggie burgers. You got rid of your truck and you're driving a Prius to surf. Turn in your card.
Come on, Adele. It's a sensitive time.
Damn, Benny. What were you thinking getting rid of your truck? You must have given yourself some bad advice. Look, something had to go, and that's the one that sold. I put them both up. No one wants the Prius, not even me.
He put up the ad. No one wants the Prius. It's up there forever. People are making him lowball offers. He puts the truck up. 1 minute later, a guy from Utah calls him. Like,
from
no lie.
Utah?
Yeah. Flew in.
Flew Crazy. In over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is about Whole Foods.
Songs about trucks.
Do they still sell the tortillas Vinny loves? Last time I went in, I couldn't find them. I was so bummed. I can't find them there either.
Oh, no. Abuelita? Abuelita,
yeah. Whole Foods doesn't sell that brand anymore.
Oh.
Or they, not at my location. Maybe it's at others.
That stinks.
Yeah, it does stink. Those are good.
You know, I have found at Whole Foods, because they often support smaller food corporations, that those are much more likely than the big ones to go out of business. Like, you'll really like a certain brand of something, and then all of a sudden it's just not there, and they're like, oh yeah, that's that company doesn't exist anymore, or they're done, where our affiliation with them has ended. I know, I get worried about stuff that I really like. There's this granola that I love, that these two twins, it's called Native Twins granola, and it's freaking delicious, and I'm like, oh, it's local, it's gonna go away. I hope it doesn't, but it's, I look, you know, I read the packaging and like, oh, two twins from Marin County. I'm like, oh, they're going away. It's so good. It's too good to last.
69, they're saying, 510 says he is huge in the rap world as we speak.
Yeah, he is.
Tekashi 69 is Mexican, according to 510.
Mexican and Puerto Rican.
Do you say six? I think you say 6'9". Tekashi 6'9".
I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I don't know, because I read it, you know.
And they
spell
say
it. They spell it out with the number 6, IX, and then the number 9, INE. I think it's Tekashi 6'9".
I think so, too.
People are writing in about that Troma Films, which apparently the guy who directed Guardians of the Galaxy and has been thrown off as or fired as director due to tweets he made it back
10
in
years
08.
Ago, right.
They're saying he used to work for Troma Films, and those tweets are in the same vein as the films made by that company.
Oh, so they're just like super on PC and kind of hard and really wrong?
Apparently.
No.
I don't know. I've never heard of Troma Films.
Me either.
They did, 310 says, Troma Films did Toxic Avenger.
Oh, I've heard of that.
You have?
Well, I've never seen it, but I've definitely... Hooman, you recognize the name of that? Toxic Avenger?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's good. I mean, it's campy.
What you eating?
I know.
Peanut butter cup.
Mm. Oh, a peanut butter cup?
781, how does Hooman not know Troma Films?
Turns
Son,
out he does.
I am disappointed.
Well, I know a couple of the titles, but I don't watch those kind of movies. So.
Can you please, you know, try to talk in a more predictable manner?
925 says, the fact that he may not have thought Twitter posts would be public only shows his true character. No defense.
So some of the titles are The Toxic Avengers, you said, The Class of Nukem High.
Oh, never heard of that.
There's a Terror Firmer, Cannonball the Musical, Surf Nazis Must Die, Redneck Zombies.
Never heard of any of it.
Oh.
It's a bunch of cheesy films. I mean, I've heard of them, but I just never made the effort to watch any of them.
They're a little lowbrow for you?
Well, I think they're lowbrow for everyone. I mean, look at this. The killer condom.
Oh, that one sounds fantastic.
Vinny, 925 says, Mi Abuelita Bonita is no longer in business. The family retired and the company closed.
Good for them. So they just tapped out?
Maybe.
That's great.
Hopefully under good terms.
I was going to say, usually something successful gets sold to somebody else if you want to retire.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you don't want your company's legacy in the hands of some person.
Absolutely. That could be it. Let's vote for that. They just decided to retire because they'd made so much money that the beautiful grandmother.
And we can't risk our family's legacy in the hands of some carpetbagger.
Not doing it.
Is that the term? That's not the term.
I don't know.
Someone who shows up and... Isn't that the term?
I really don't know.
Carpetbagger. I remember that from like history class.
They use that for politicians who show up and are like...
Are they just talking propaganda?
I don't know. I gotta look it up. I may have said something.
A political candidate who seeks election in an area where they have no local connection. That's a carpetbagger.
They called...
That's a good use of it then.
They called Hillary a carpetbagger in New York because... Yeah. She showed up.
She was from Arkansas. Well, she wasn't even from Arkansas, but that's where she's from. I don't know where she's originally from. Maybe she is from New York originally. I don't really know.
Oh, when you type in Hillary Clinton, the next word that pops up automatically is carpetbagger.
There you go.
Funny.
She's from Chicago. That's where she was born.
She's from America.
America.
Oh, 650, Jason Mraz became a father not too long ago. So yeah, I think that song is for his kid. It's got to be. It wouldn't make sense any other way.
It's a lovely little ditty.
Anyway, thanks for the text, everyone.
We'll be right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Enjoy your Monday. They're just such great days, these Mondays. Just if only every day could be Monday.
It's an amazing week, Sarah.
I agree. Oh, my God.
I hope you're right.
How can it get any better than this, though?
Right.
You know?
Well, so it will, though.
Enjoy it.
But you didn't sleep.
No.
But your back's better.
Oh, yeah. I am. I thank you for reminding me that I'm not in pain today.
Good news.
Yep.
Hooman seems a little pissy, but hopefully he'll
turn
that around.
A little cranky. You know?
I don't think he got any sleep either.
Man.
It's hard.
Such a baby sometimes. Jeez.
Oh.
Is that how you really feel?
Is that how you really feel? You're reading a text.
That is how I really feel, yes. God. Such a baby. Grown man. Wah!
Well, have a great day, everybody. Lexi's up next, isn't she?
Yes, ma'am.
And we're continuing to have Lenny Kravitz tickets, correct?
Yeah, I think she has them at 11:35, something like that.
And, of course, every hour at the 05 through 6 p.m., we have $1,000 to give away. So listen for the code word and text it in. It's a big national contest. $12,000 a day here on the Alice. We'd love to have a lot of that money come home here.
Good luck.
Yes. Win it for us. It actually looks great for us when you win. Woo!
Well, there was a winner. Alice had a winner on Friday.
Did we have it, or did it happen later in the day?
Hard to say, Sarah.
I really like it when
I'd like to say we had it, but I'm really not sure.
But we had Kara a couple days ago. That was during our show for sure.
Is there a name up there? Kathy? Kathy from Pittsburgh, anywhere?
I'm not seeing a list.
I thought we had a winner on Friday that was supposed to call in today.
She did call in, but they must have called her back because the audio was Kathy from Pittsburgh.
Oh, so they called her back.
We've been playing all morning long.
But she had said that morning that she had won in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's why I can't be sure.
Are we still on?
Let's go.
We should probably leave. Have a good day, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.